Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Bigs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Any surprises for you in the final assessment of the roster? Any surprises in terms of maybe some of the injuries being more severe, less severe than you imagined?
I don't think there were any big surprises. You know, I didn't think Velus Jones was going to make it. Am I surprised he did? No. Like, that could have gone either way. I think there was probably a small handful of things where with different guys you looked at it and you said, well, yeah, I could see, you know, either side of the fence for this guy. But otherwise, I think it was what you sort of expected. On the injury front, they got some good news. It's not a season-ending injury for Larry Borum. Anytime you see the cart come out and the guy can't put any weight on his leg, your mind can wander to worst possible scenario. But he's designated to return. Ryan Bates back in action here soon. So they've got a little more health there. And we'll just have to see what the injury report looks like next Wednesday, right?
Help us understand what's going on with the long snapper position. And then you reported or followed up on a report about, I think, the defensive tackle from the Patriots, Charles.
Yeah, well,
or is it Roberts?
Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts.
Yeah, nothing's been done with him because he was in Foxborough. Probably. So they've got to get him across the country, get him to take physical, that kind of thing. It's my understanding the Bears are going to sign Scott Daly to the practice squad. He spent the last three seasons, 42 games with the Detroit Lions as their long snapper. Came out of Notre Dame before that, Downers Grove South. Took a while for him to get a real shot in the league. He's the guy that bounced around in some of those, offshoot leagues that are no longer out there. But finally got an opportunity to replace Molbach, who'd been the long snapper for Detroit forever. He was like the Patrick Manley of the Lions, and did well. But he got beat out this summer by an undrafted rookie free agent. And so Daly's going to be the guy. I think they're going to put him on the practice squad. I think the initial plan here is to elevate him to the game day roster for week one against Tennessee. And that's a maneuver the Bears can do three times. You can elevate a guy for a specific weekend up to three times, and then it's you'd have to move him to the 53 because Patrick Scales is going to miss some time. He's having back surgery today, and the earliest Scales would be back, I would think, would be week seven maybe. So doing the elevation thing with Daly for a couple weeks anyway gives them an opportunity to juggle the roster in some different spots before they've got to devote a spot to the long snapper.
Do you believe that the offensive line is as good as Ryan Poles seems to believe? Do you feel like this starting five is the starting five that will be with them all year long, or is this a version of the starting five but not the best version?
Well, I get really super long odds for the starting five to be the starting five all season long. Like it's been forever since the Bears had five offensive linemen start all 16 games, and now they've got to start 17 games. And the Bears obviously haven't had that happen the last couple of years with as many moving parts as they've had up front. They like Coleman Shelton at center. They think he's going to settle some things down there. They're hopeful that Darnell Wright has greater consistency, I think, to his play in year two, that he can make a natural progression. They seem comfortable with Braxton Jones, and he's a guy, when training camp opened, you're like, okay, you're going to be healthy. Where's he at? And he's been out there. He's been healthy. And they feel like Tevin Jenkins is at the best that he's been at. So I don't have any issue with him saying it's the best offensive line that they've had since Ryan Poles has been here. That's probably kind of a low bar to clear. But one of the things that we don't talk a whole lot about, and I know we've mentioned it on here, is if the quarterback Caleb Williams can play on time and in rhythm with more consistency than Justin Fields did, the offensive line could be at the same skill level it was at a year ago, and it would look a heck of a lot better. When those guys aren't asked to protect for an extended period of time on such a high percentage of snaps, they're going to be more effective. They're going to look more effective. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of been overlooked in this whole thing, is it was an offensive line that wasn't great, that was put in some difficult spots.
I think it's a good point, Brad. The quarterback as pass protector is something that we haven't seen, and Caleb Williams offers you that possibility. It's a good point. Let's talk about the quarterback position. How surprised are you that the Bears chose not to go with the veteran Brett Rypien? Looks like Austin Reed is on the practice squad. Is that going to be something subject for change? Do you think that Brett Rypien comes back? If not, the Bears will have the youngest quarterback room in the league by far.
Yeah, that's a little interesting. One thing, and this is just pure, I'm not even going to call it speculation, it just popped into my mind, like, is Rypien hopeful to get an opportunity somewhere else, right? Is it, let me see what else is out there, and they're like, oh, well, Austin Reed's fine with us. I don't know, because Rypien certainly, as the practice squad guy behind Caleb Williams and Tyson Bajan, it's pretty clear it would take some pretty extreme measures for him to get on the field, right? But, yeah, Austin Reed, they obviously liked him coming out. It's a young room. There's no shortage of guidance in that room, though. They've got a long list of people who somewhere and their job description involves working with the quarterback, and that includes the head coach, Matt Eberflus, through Shane Waldron, and you know, the position coach. They've got Thomas Brown, the passing game coordinator. They've got a couple guys that have the title of quarterback and wide receivers assistant. You get questions all the time. Well, shouldn't they have a veteran quarterback to help the quarterback? And I'm like, players want to be signed to play. Players don't want to be signed to be assistant coaches. Coaches are there to coach and develop the talent.
I'm curious, when we look at their defensive line, for instance, there's obviously 10 defensive linemen. You talked about signing another guy to the practice squad, but elevating him for the game. Where are they at in terms of the health and the ability of those guys? You know, Zach Pickens, clearly, if you're signing... if you're keeping an extra guy and you're signing another one, that would indicate he's not ready to go in the first game, right?
Yeah, that was my first reaction, is that Pickens with a hamstring, it's a groin, I believe, maybe isn't ready week one. But, hey, that they didn't put him on IR tells you they're expecting him to play in September. They've got, you know, huge numbers at defensive end. They've got 6 defensive ends on the 53-man roster. They've got designated to return for Jacob Martin from IR with a toe injury. So he'd be a 7th defensive end. Like, to me, what 7, you can't carry 7 on the 53. And I don't know how long you can carry 6. Like, at some point, you're going to have an issue crop up elsewhere. Like, they're going to have to devote a spot to a snapper here soon. That might not be something that could continue, but for the time being, I think what you're doing is you're looking to mix and match with different guys on the edge and find someone that can generate some pass rush with some consistency and maybe get a little bit of a foothold there. They are attacking that issue with numbers right now, with volume of players, and see if someone can get hot and go from there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What is your level of concern? What is the Bears' level of concern with Keenan Allen and the cleat issue that Matt Eberflus alluded to yesterday?
Yeah, I think that's pretty minor. You would hope so, right? I mean, Keenan missed some time at the end of last season, but I think it was hamstring related. He's a veteran. I think he knows what it takes to to get ready for week one. And listen, he's in a contract year, right? If he wants another sizable contract as a guy who's on the wrong side of 30, he is smart enough to know that he's got to put up some production this season to be able to get that, or it'll be viewed as he's a guy who's really beginning to slow down, whether or not he got a ton of opportunities in the offense or not. So I think he'll be ready.
It's felt as if Ryan Poles was sort of he didn't want to say that the Bears have to win or else or anything along those lines. He kind of avoided laying out expectations for wins and losses. Is that discipline? Does he believe that he shouldn't say that, or is that just not wanting to express too much ambition?
I don't think you want to act like you've arrived, mm-hmm. right? They haven't pulled anything off yet. I mean, they on his resume is a 10-24 record. The same with the head coach. So I think there's an element of that. Those could be trick bag questions for GMs in every sport at the start of the season. What is your expectation for this season? Because everyone wants to hear playoffs, but if you hear something that's really strong, okay, hey, put the coach on record. If they don't go to the playoffs, he's going to serve the coach's head up on a platter. So I think guys generally are sort of cautious about how they handle that, but there's no mystery here. They expect to be improved over a 7-10 season a year ago, and if they can get to 10 wins with a young team, I think they'd feel pretty darn good. Should you put a cap on that at 10? No. If you can get to double digits anymore with seven teams in the playoffs, you're pretty much in, unless something extraordinary happens in the conference. So I was fine with how he handled that yesterday.
Brad, a lot of stuff going on around the league. Wanted to get your opinion. What did you think of Russell Wilson beating out Justin Fields for the starting quarterback job with the Steelers? And what does it say about maybe some of the faith that was invested in Justin Fields a year ago?
Well, I don't even know how much Wilson beat him out. Wilson hardly played. Like Wilson got 25 snaps, I think, total in preseason. He missed a whole bunch of camp with it was like a hamstring or a calf issue. I think Wilson was kind of the guy they ID'd all along, and Fields didn't do anything to shift that. And you wonder about the fanatical people who were believing that Justin Fields was the guy for the future and all time in Chicago. Like, where have those folks gone? Where's the accountability for some of those people? You guys could spend the rest of the show today and the entire show tomorrow pulling receipts from other shows on your station of people saying some bonkers stuff about Fields over the last 2 years. But he was in a spot that looked like maybe the best position he could be to get a starting position, and the Steelers went with Wilson. Does that mean Justin won't start this season? No, not at all. I'd be highly surprised if Russell Wilson was the starter for 17 games. And when Fields gets out there, he might do well. But the stuff that people saw in preseason, I think, is what you saw throughout his time with the Chicago Bears.
I kind of like the way Poles answered when asked about his expectations for Williams. He said that he wanted him to lean on the talent around him, and then when the moment was right, and it's an instinctual thing to know when that's right, he wanted him to do the special, get special, be special. That seems like it's about right, because we've been trying to articulate how you want a guy to, you don't want to coach the aggressiveness out of him, but you want him to take what's there and to take advantage of what they have around him, and maybe not be content to move the chains until he's content to score a touchdown, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think he used the term point guard, which you hear from time to time with the quarterback position. And why not with all the talent he's got around him? It's like you're a point guard with nothing but scorers around you. You might as well get the ball out of your hands. And to be a point guard, I think what you need to do is what I touched on a little bit earlier. It's play within the rhythm of the offense, be on time, right? Just get the ball out. And then when the crazy plays happen where you see him dodge two defenders in the pocket, sidestep another one, create some time, and then make a connection downfield for 35 yards, that's fantastic. But you can't be – that can't be your meat and potatoes of your offense, right? That it won't work, and that won't be sustainable, and that won't take them to the next level on a consistent basis. But so I thought that was a great point by Ryan Poles, and it's a little bit of a fine line because you want him to use that extreme talent that he has, and you're looking forward to seeing that every Sunday. But there's nothing wrong with being super accurate on a quick pass to Keenan Allen that gets you 12 yards on a second and 10 slant route, right? Move the chains. You got a new first down. Keep the drive going.
I know he has favorite status because he was a draft pick a year ago, but we have not seen much of Roschon Johnson this preseason. I know he remains a little bit banged up. Does he have a role on this team, Brad?
Yeah, I think when healthy, you're going to likely see him mixed in a little bit in the backfield, right? And that's where it's going to be difficult because I think they're in a position where they could lean on DeAndre Swift to be a really big part of this offense. Like they paid him some money, they believe in the talent there. You want to help a rookie quarterback out by doing what? By running the football. Your offensive line's going to love it if you go into the game plan hoping to run the football and keep running the football. So if you're doing that with Swift, and let's say Swift's getting 14, 15 carries. I'm not talking anything crazy here, but there's only a handful there then to give to Herbert and Roschon. So it's tough for your running backs behind Swift to get into a rhythm, but he'll have to make the most of it. And I think he'll be valuable on special teams, but they've got certainly improved depth to where they were the past 2 years or, you know, at the end for the previous regime as well.
Is there any chance that they would have a tryout for long snappers? Are they now content that they got a guy, he's going to be their guy, or would they want to, bring a couple guys in just to see?
A tryout wouldn't surprise me, but as I reported yesterday, I think Daly's the guy, and I think he'll start on the practice squad. That didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah.
I would think they would want a long snapper out there in practice today just to begin working with your rookie holder, Torrey Taylor, so they can get establish a comfort level between now and September 8th.
Good stuff, Brad.
Great stuff, Britt. Thanks, Bigsy.
We'll be checking for those receipts.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.